So how does it feel to be a part of Shiprocked?
Oh, this is great. This is going to be fun. I'm a fan of a lot of these bands, and some of these bands have been around for a while and I haven't seen in a while, so it should be fun.
Is there a band in particular that you're looking forward to seeing live?
I'd like to see Seven Dust, Five Finger Death Punch. I want to see Candlebox again. We used to tour with Candlebox a long time ago. Yeah, that's about it. And we're going to be surprised, really.
Nice. So, when you guys aren't performing, what are you going to be doing? I mean, you're going to be on a cruise, so...
More than likely sleeping is what I'm going to be doing. Once the boat starts moving, it lulls you to sleep, really. Like, it's weird, because it usually happens, I've been on something similar to this before, and you get up because you're hungry, and you go out on the deck, or you go up to one of the spots to go get something to eat, and you go hang out for a little while, and you sit up there in the sun for what feels like forever, and you just get so warm, and then you're rocking back and forth. You want to go back to your room and go back to sleep, and then you wake up when it's dark, and you go out to get something to eat, you go listen to some music, and you're up till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
So what's your set gonna look like for the show? Are you guys preparing anything special?
We won't know until we do it, really. It's that kind of thing. Like, we'll see what we have, and then take it from there. This last year we've been doing the 25th anniversary of our first record, so it's going to be quite refreshing to be doing something other than those same, you know, songs from Vivid. So we'll try to mix it up as best we can.
So are you guys currently working on new stuff?
Yeah, we're in the studio right now, actually, working on some new stuff.
So for fans that are huge supporters of Vivid and all the other stuff, I mean, how do you get them back? What's this stuff like without giving too much away?
I don't know did we lose them already?
No.
Okay. it's Living Color. It's going to be Living Color. It's always going to be Living Color. It's tough to say what it is because it's still forming. So once it becomes something and everything sort of solidifies, then I can tell you what it is. Right now, it's all over the place, and it takes some time for it to reveal itself. And once it does, by the time it reveals itself, the record's finished. We finished making the record.
Yeah. So what's the band's creative process like? How do you guys put stuff together?
That in and of itself is all over the place as well. Like, we get in the room and find some grooves, and if the grooves work, we get in the room, find some grooves. If the grooves work, we take it on to the next process of putting some lyrics on it, changing the arrangement, finding some other bits that need to happen. Sometimes it's a complete opposite. Sometimes the song comes in fully formed, and it's just a matter of us putting our own vibe in it. So... sometimes it's one person comes in with a song. Sometimes two of us will sit in a room and come up with a groove, and then the rest of the band will play it. Sometimes it's the three people come up with something and trying to convince the other person that it works. It's all mathematics. It's all a numbers game. You know, it could be one, it could be three, it could be four, it could be two. You know, it could be none. Sometimes we'll take we'll find songs that we actually dig. To collectively and play that, and so it's it will it 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 it, 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 it like anything else, it's it's way up in the air until it actually happens.
I've read a story about how Cult of Personality was written, and it said that, you know, the story goes that the song was essentially done in one take. Can you just tell us your version of how that all came about?
Well, the song was written, when we wrote the song, the process wasn't particularly magical, but when the end result of it, we knew was special. We knew this was a good song. We wanted to hear that song over and over again, even if we weren't playing it. We wanted to hear it because we knew that we found a good song. So when we got in the studio, it didn't take, like, we were excited to play it. We were excited to do it. And it didn't take very long to get it done. It's like, okay, we know this song. You know, let's do it. Let's go. And we did it.
So that song is, like, forever entrenched in pop culture history. I mean, it seems like it never wants to go away. It's appeared in video games and movies. It's CM Punk's theme song. I mean, mm-hmm. How does it feel to have a song that's... I mean, there's not a lot of songs that you can say 25 years after it's been released, I mean, that it's still listened to as often as Cult of Personality. How does that feel for you?
It's good. It's disconcerting because... You know, that was a moment in time for us. It was a moment in time for a bunch of people. Like, you set your life clock to that song.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, you know, you listen to Cult of Personality and you go, that's when I got laid for the first time. Seriously, that's when I saw my wife. You know, there's certain songs that do that sort of thing. It sets your life clock, and your history of your life becomes that. So the fact that the song has been around for so long, it sets people's life clocks for a very long time, for 25 years. So people who are my age have a particular, see it a certain way. People who are half my age see it another way. You know, people who are three-fourths my age see it a different way. You know, some people see it, well, that's when I really started enjoying video games, when I heard that song on whatever, on Guitar Hero or Grand Theft Auto. You know, this is, you know, somebody who's completely younger, like, when I saw CM Punk for the first time and I heard that song, it really resonated with me. So it sits at a point in time in people's lives. Which is very interesting.
At the same time, do you kind of feel like the band is more than that one song? And I mean, you've done a ton of stuff. You've acted. You've been on national tours of, you know, theatrical productions. You guys have all done a lot. Do you guys feel sometimes you want to say, yeah, we're more than that one song?
I'm grateful for anything, you know. And there is much more to us than just that one song. And those who know it, you know. Those who actually take the time to really listen to the band know that there's much more going on than just Cult's personality. And I'm grateful for either. If you just know that one song, it's fine. If you want to research it and really figure out what else is there, and if you enjoy it, that's great. You know, don't sell us short. You know, it's like most people think of that's all we did and then we went away, then we disappeared, which isn't the case, or that we didn't make anything. Understand that this song came about in a very interesting time when it was in its inception. You know, the first Iraq war was happening. There's a lot of things going on in the world when this song was being done. So it stands in a moment in time for us. So what's much more important is that it's only a part of it. It's only a part of our history. And there's other points on that clock that talk about who and what we are.
Speaking of which, you guys are working on your new album now, and what else is on the docket for 2014?
Well, we could get this record done, which is number one on our list. And then 2014 starts with us. We are playing in, doing Ship Rock. Then we go to Australia to tour out there for a while. And then hopefully we'll finish up the record and we'll see where it goes from there. But making the record, finishing this album is our biggest priority.